going to go a lot higher.
Due to the severity of Cercospora leaf spot in sugar beets, the EPA has approved an emergency exemption for the registration of a new fungicide from BASF. Mendak Farmers Cooperative Vice President of Agriculture and Research, Mike Metzger, says a new solution was needed to deal with this threat.
The Cercospora was the bully that just ate our lunch, and something needed to change. I mean, our businesses are at risk because of this small fungus. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, but that's the truth.
Last year, Cercospora leaf spot was responsible for $165 million in losses. That's for a crop with only 1 million acres of production. The EPA exemption allows Provosol to be sold in a very specific area, which includes targeted counties in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Michigan.
The way the label states today is that it's all of Michigan sugar, and then it is specific to Mendak Farmers Cooperative and Southern Minnesota Sugar Beet Cooperative. Those three co-ops, acreage grown for those three co-ops, are the only ones that are allowed to use this product under the registration of the Section 18.
BASF Technical Service Representative Ken Dybert says Provosol is different from other triazoles on the market.
How Mendak Farmers Cooperative intends to position this product will be either in the first or the second application in that recommended spray program, okay? And it'll that the 5 fluid ounce per acre use rate.
And this fungicide is designed to be the first or second spray.
Very strong intrinsic activity with Provosol fungicide, and its fungal pathogen binding capabilities are certainly second to none. Immediate uptake with this product into the leaf, and it certainly binds to the waxy cuticle or the waxy layer of that leaf surface very, very readily and very effectively.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.